now, ladies and gentlemen, the time you have all been waiting for, the Q'scast.
And welcome to the first ever Q'scast. I'm your host, King Otto, and I'm here with my co-host, Q'sman. Say hello, Q'sman.
Is that a bit loud there, Otto?
I'm excited. Excited for the first show.
Apparently so. After that great intro, recorded by yours truly over here.
Oh,
but Otto seems to be a little overly excited, which he tends to be after a big lacrosse weekend.
Yes, it was. Obviously, we were there.
Great job. Let's talk about that later, but I think we should start. I actually heard a little rumor that you had the opportunity to speak with a couple of internet legends, one of our own, Cali Q's. We got a little Cali Q's action.
Absolutely.
And also joining us, someone from the dark side, Rutgers Al, who is an internet legend.
Yes, he is.
I will give him credit for that. He's also one of probably the biggest Rutgers fan I've ever met in my life.
He's the Rutgers fan.
Not that I've ever met too many Rutgers fans, and I live 20 miles from their campus, but
that's
another story for another day. But why don't we start with that? Why don't we get right to it? Because we know we'll give a shout out to SyracuseFan.com. You know, they're all eagerly awaiting that encounter between the three of you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to partake in that interview recorded yesterday, but what do you think? You want
to? Sure, let's get over to it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we're back here. This is King Otto back, and I have my two special guests today. Let me introduce our first guest. It is the one, the only, Rutgers Al. How you doing, Rutgers Al?
Okay, King Otto.
All right, and my other guest I will have is Cali Q's. Hi, Cali.
How you doing, King? How are you, King Otto?
Good. All right, I'm gonna have these two here debating a little football for us. I guess we'll get started here. I'm gonna first ask Rutgers Al a question here. Where do you see Rutgers doing this year? Do you see them winning the biggest title, winning the national championship, winning the Super Bowl? Where do you see them going this year?
Well, you know, King Otto, last year we had really huge expectations of, you know, really doing a lot and going undefeated and everything like that. And it was a little bit disappointing because we started out with high expectations, but then the 1-5 start really brought us back down to reality, you know. But, I mean, overall, I'd say we had a successful season because we went 8-5. We won our bowl game. So overall, we were happy with the season. But this year, though, we're a little bit better off because we returned all five of our starting offensive linemen, and they are Anthony Davis, Art Forrest, Ryan Blavick, Caleb Root, and Kevin Hanslow. They're all huge. They're all average about 300 pounds. But the most important thing is that they can block well, they have a lot of strength, and they move exceedingly well for big guys. And
that's the key
with the offensive line. You know, being able to, having the road graders basically move all the defensive linemen out of the way. And that's, you know, where I think football team success starts. And because of that, I really think Rutgers is well positioned to basically win all our games. Because we expect to be able to run the ball, stop the run, and because we have a guy in Dom Natale who I expect to be the starter, you know, he's been in the system for about 5 years. I mean, not 5 years, he was actually a transfer. But, you know, he's been with Rutgers for a while now, so he knows the offense, and, you know, he's a seasoned veteran. He saw a little bit of time last year. So it's not like, you know, he's being thrown into the fire.
Right.
So he's been with the team. And since we have, I'm pretty confident we have the veteran leadership to really do some big things. So ultimately, I'm looking for us to go somewhere between 10-2 and 12-0.
Right.
You know, under losses of Kenny Britt, who was a first round pick for the Titans, Mike Teal, who was a 6th round pick for the Seahawks, and Tequan Underwood, who also was a draft pick for the now has the depth to basically, I think, beat any team on any given day. I mean, I would put our three deep up against any team in the country, and that's pretty much, you know, why I think we are going to be very successful this year.
Right. All right. Thank you. And Callie, what do you think? Where do you see Rutgers doing? And then after that, what are you expecting out of Syracuse this year?
Rutgers has, in my opinion, a very easy out-of-conference schedule, and I think that has to be looked at as part of the win situation in terms of their record. I think if they lose to any one of those guys, they're going to slide backwards. That I don't know. There's three or four teams there that are. Southern Texas is one of them, and then I can't think of the other two.
Yeah, Texas Southern, Florida International.
Florida International is one.
Yeah.
So as far as Syracuse, we just cannot get any worse than we've been playing for the last 4 or 5 years. But, of course, we haven't had a coach in the last 4 or 5 years worthy of calling himself a head coach.
Right.
I think that Doug Marrone is going to change that attitude. And I think with his approach to the offensive line, along with Greg Atkins, I think they're going to be much improved. As far as the record, I think 4 or 5 wins is doable. I'm not going to name them, but I think Rutgers is going to have to worry a little bit when they play us. It's not going to be a pushover anymore for them.
Right.
I really believe that our offense is going to be, the offensive line just has to improve, and I think Doug Marrone is aware of that. He was disappointed this spring, but I'm sure he's going to be working on it hard this fall.
Right.
I fully expect that a couple of freshmen are going to play, like Zach Chabane, Andrew Phillips, and even Ryan Pugh, or whatever his name is there. Yeah. Marrone is very high on these kids.
Right.
A lot higher, I would think, than some of the current roster players.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as our running game, we've got an excellent running back, set of running backs. Now, the quarterback situation, of course, is what everybody's looking at. Is it going to be Nasib or Paulus? I think it might be Paulus. I mean, yeah, he's got the reputation. But I think they're going to fight it out in August, the fall camp.
Right, okay.
I don't want to predict who it's going to be because that's not fair to either one of those kids.
Okay. All right, Al.
Callie, if I can ask you a question, what do you think of the Syracuse offensive line? How do you think they're going to improve? How do you think they're going to perform this year?
Did you hear that, Callie?
You're asking me that question.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to be better. I mean, they've got a great coach. They've got two good coaches looking at them, and the video is really going to. After the game is won or lost, you know, Marrone's going to be looking at that video very, very hard.
Right.
And I would pity the guy who was going to make any of those phantom blocks that we had the last 2 years. The one who was doing the most of that is gone. So that in itself should be a big help.
Right. So, Al.
If these kids, are serious about their strength and conditioning over the summer here, and they come in decent shape, it's going to be pretty good. Now, you got Andrew Tiller. Now, he's a big guy. But if you put him next to a quality guard like Bartholomew and with McKenzie, you've got three guys there that can create a hole for the running backs.
Right.
And offer some decent protection for the quarterback. And our wide receiving group is excellent. So I see no reason why they can't be successful offensively.
Right. So, Al, getting to your thoughts on Syracuse, we've added Doug Marrone as our head coach, which should be, hopefully, will be a upgrade over Greg Robinson. We've taken on Clemson's old office coordinator, Michigan's old defense coordinator, and several people from the staff that just left from Tennessee. We've added Greg Paulus, and we get back Mike Williams. Do you feel that's going to significantly improve Syracuse, and does that make you worry a little bit, even if not now, maybe in the future, as a Rutgers fan?
Oh, as a Rutgers fan, I'm very worried about Syracuse because many of our fans are just simply overlooking Syracuse, and frankly, they just don't see Syracuse coming hard. I mean, but now as far as I'm concerned, it's a whole new ballgame as far as Syracuse football is concerned. I mean, there's no longer a time where we can just, like, show up, spot Syracuse a 14-point lead, and then expect to win the game. Because what I think Doug Marrone has come in and done is he's at least coming in and building a foundation of success, you know? I mean, so Syracuse from the get-go, since Doug Marrone has come aboard, seems to be doing things the right way.
Right.
Now, I don't
think it's like he's just came there. He's got a plan. That's the big thing.
Exactly, and that's the most important thing, you know? And he's recruiting hard. He's taking a no-nonsense approach with the football players. He's instilling discipline. And you can tell, you know, that he's doing things the right way. Now, things aren't going to change overnight because, you know, they haven't been done as right away, you know, for the past couple of years. But
right.
I can tell just from the from day one of Doug Marrone's tenure, I can tell it's a new day for Syracuse football. And though success might not come right away, it's definitely going to come. And now it's just a matter of time.
Right.
So from my standpoint, I just hope our, you know, our football players and our coach, you know, football players and, you know, doesn't overlook Syracuse, because Syracuse is definitely a team that can come up and bite us, you know, and destroy our dreams of a Big East championship. In fact, at this point, I can honestly say I'm more scared about Syracuse than I am about teams like UConn, because I know we're going to get up for the UConn game. I know we're going to get up for the West Virginia game. I know we're going to get up for the Pittsburgh games. You know, I know we're going to get up for all the games that we have to get up for. But now, because we've had our, you know, we've had a great deal of success against Syracuse the past couple of years, where we didn't play as well as we could have played, but nevertheless, we won big.
Right.
And now, that Syracuse is doing, you know, things the wrong way, we can't take that success against Syracuse for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we play Syracuse, we're going to have to bring our A game rather than the B game or C game, because if we bring our B game or C game, we might very well lose to Syracuse.
Right.
So,
do you think...
You know, I'm really looking forward to our rivalry in upcoming years, and I think that bright days are really ahead for Syracuse.
Right.
As far as season prediction, I mean, you know, as I said before, it's all going to really depend on the Syracuse offensive line, because that's where I think SU has had the biggest problem.
Totally agree.
In a couple of years. I mean, if SU can somehow, I believe, was Doug Marrone an offensive line coach?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
If those problems can be fixed and SU can run the ball, because you've got a great tandem of running backs there.
Right.
You can just run the ball, take the pressure off the quarterback, and then on defense, stop the run, hopefully with the return of Arthur Jones, who I believe was injured, but if he can come back strong and you guys can stop the run,
right.
I think Syracuse could definitely be, you know, much more successful than people expect. And so, you know, I think that Syracuse will probably be the most improved team in the Big East, but I'm not sure if that'll show up yet in the season record, but I definitely think that brighter days are ahead for Syracuse football.
Right. Okay. Cali? A lot of talk here on the internet boards about, you know, who's New York City's team or who might possibly get a Big Ten invite if they went ahead and invited one of the Big East teams. What do you think of Syracuse for both of those two, claims for both of those two?
Well, I don't know if New York City is they're more of a professional football area than a college football.
Right.
As far as the Big Ten is concerned, it would be a mistake for Syracuse and probably Rutgers to go. It would be better for Rutgers than it would be for Syracuse. We could not compete. We're a small private institution, and there's no way we're going to contend with the budget that these big state universities are playing with. Anything else other than that is, basketball-wise, we'd be all right.
Right.
We still have our reputation. We could still recruit.
Right.
But football, we'd never be able to make it in the Big Ten.
Right. Okay.
From what I can see of the New York City audience, you know, as far as college football in New York City, it seems to be dominated by, like, Notre Dame, Penn State, I would say are probably the two biggest fan bases in New York City. And then every other fan base, you know, it's pretty much fractured. So right now, I think both Syracuse and Rutgers have a great opportunity to make a bigger impact in New York City. and that'll be dependent, of course, on the growth of the program. Now, as far as, like, Big Ten membership is concerned for both Syracuse and Rutgers, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Big Ten membership is just a pipe dream, you know, at this point. Because it's obvious to me that Notre Dame is the Big Ten's number one choice. So if there's ever a reason, you know, for them to add another team, I think Notre Dame will definitely get them on.
All right.
To be honest, I really like things here in the Big East. I like interacting with Syracuse fans. I like interacting with UConn fans and everyone else, like the West Virginia fans and Pitt fans as well. I mean, I really, really don't want to see Rutgers in the Big Ten because for the most part, traveling to away games would really, really suck. And it's not like the Big Ten provides better competition than the Big East. I mean, to me, the Big Ten is like two teams, you know, annually, Michigan and Ohio State.
That's right.
The rest of the teams do see success from time to time, like, for instance, Penn State last year, but it's mostly dominated by Michigan and Ohio State. So I think, you know, if we can just build this conference, I mean, I really don't think the Big East has that much more to go to be on the same level, you know, as the Big Ten. I mean, teams like West Virginia, Rutgers, you know, and even all the other teams, you know, we've got the potential, you know, to build something special right here in the Big East. And, you know, I mean, right now I think of the Big East as a mini SEC, whereas any team can beat any other team on any given day. And we saw that when Pittsburgh beat West Virginia. You know, and you wouldn't see that, you know, in any other conference where a conference team with a much lesser record would beat a team that's, you know, that had a chance to play for the national championship. So I really, really like the future of the Big East Football Conference, and I very, very much hope that Rutgers will be a big part of that.
Right.
I think this conference is really, you know, on the ground floor of being very, very successful. And I don't see any other potential conference situation being superior to what we have, already have. Now, it's true that, you know, potentially if we were to leave in the Big Ten, that, you know, we would get more money and perhaps we would be on TV more. But that really doesn't do anything for, you know, fans like me. I mean, no one's going to send me a check. School might get additional money. But I would really, really hate to have to travel to Minnesota, have to travel to Iowa, to travel to Northwestern. I mean, because those are just, I couldn't even think of driving to those places because they're like really brutal drives. Whereas here in the Big East, it's like most of the schools are really drivable. I mean, Syracuse is an easy drive from northern New Jersey. Pittsburgh is a little bit of a tougher drive, but it's not too bad. West Virginia isn't too bad. UConn isn't too bad. But for the most part, most of the football schools are really drivable, and this builds, you know, rivalries between schools. And also the relationships that we've developed on the message boards, you know, because of our closeness, you know, only amplifies the rivalry and amplifies the fun. So I really don't think we can, you know, build some relationships here within the Big East and really, really make this conference really, you know, one of the best conferences in college football.
All right, thanks. Callie, do you prefer the Syracuse type of scheduling where we're playing a Minnesota, a Penn State, Northwestern at a conference, or you think it should be lighten or load and going more towards what Rutgers is doing where you're kind of at a conference using it more as a prep for the season?
Well, I think the first game should be a prep for the season, not playing some of the toughest teams in the country. Right away, I think that's not wise. But these games were scheduled years and years ago, so there's nothing you can do about that. And it's unfortunate that they were scheduled so early in the season. I mean, we're playing Minnesota, Northwestern, and Penn State right away. And then we get a break with Akron, but Akron beat us last year. Of course, everybody beat us last year, so there's a trick there.
Yeah, I want to just point out, the key reason why Rutgers' schedule is so bad, and I'll be the first to admit that it's horrible and I hate it, and I keep referring to it on our message board as our garbage schedule because that's what I believe it is. It's garbage. I need it.
And that's embarrassing.
And $50 a ticket, for four tickets, for, you know, three out-of-conference garbage games against Howard, FIU, and Texas Southern. Because that's $450 I'm spending on garbage. And to be honest, I would really prefer that we played Syracuse's schedule. And in fact, maybe Syracuse and Rutgers should consider switching schedules. But,
you guys open up, though.
My answer to expenses.
You open up with Cincinnati. Do you see that as a key to your season?
What's that?
I'm talking to Rutgers Al.
Yeah? Oh.
Opening with Cincinnati, you think that was wise to move it up front? It seems like that game could really make a difference to your season this year.
Yeah, but you know what? Cincinnati's going to be playing their first game, too. I mean, the only concern I have is that we have some light games against Howard at Florida International.
Howard, that was the other one I couldn't think of.
Yeah, we're going to be going into a pretty hostile environment at the University of Maryland.
Right.
But thankfully, at least we played Cincinnati.
But before,
like 2007, we played a couple of cupcakes, and then we just weren't prepared for the toughness that Maryland brought to the table, and they basically beat us up in the trenches.
Right. What do you think the stadium expansion, what kind of impact will that have on your games this year?
I think the expansion is going to make Rutgers Stadium a lot more intimidating. I think we should have one of the more intimidating home field advantages in the Big East, and hopefully it will provide us same home field advantage that the Rack used to provide us for basketball.
Right.
So I think it's going to be huge. I mean, we've already seen a boost in recruiting thanks to the excitement surrounding the stadium. We've recruited probably the best class in our history, and we were able to get an Army All-American quarterback in Tom Savage, and also added what I would call an all-star defensive tackle, and Antoine Lowry. Now, Savage and Lowry could probably play for anyone in the country, but I'm really happy that they chose to come to Rutgers, and I really see them doing huge things for us in the future. Right. One other point I want to make about our schedule is that part of the reason it's so bad is that Notre Dame canceled on us. So put Notre Dame on our schedule, and it wouldn't have been as bad as it looks now.
Right.
So I just wanted to pick up that point.
Okay. Callie, what do you think Marone has to do to get people and get the Carry Dome rocking again? Does he need to just win, or do you think he can rally the troops around here, you know, and get people to show up and make it a good home field advantage before we get our wins?
Well, I think the Syracuse administration isn't trying nearly as hard as it should to try to fill up that dome, especially for the very first game with Minnesota. I mean, ideally, I'd like to see about 35,000 to 40,000 people all wearing orange. If I had anything to say, I'd say, let the National Guard in. All they need to do is provide identification and be wearing an orange shirt. Let them in free. Hey, you know, and the service organizations, firemen, policemen, let them in. Fill up the dome. Let it start rocking.
You
gotta say thank you to Marone and the kids and the coaches.
Right.
And that's the best way of doing it, by filling up the dome.
Do you think Marone's spring tour, where he went around different places, will get more people to show up at the dome?
That's hard to say how many non-fans attended those functions. I mean, he's got me. If I was there, I would, you know, obviously be there. I mean, I think the fans who stood by Syracuse are going to be there, but I don't know that he's creating new fans. Right. I think that's a hard nut to crack.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's just a matter of, I think the promotions, I don't think that they've done nearly enough to promote the school or promote the football team across the country. Syracuse is a smack dab in the middle of the state. Nobody can tell me you can't get 40,000 people from all points of the compass, traveling to Syracuse on the thruway and Route 81. I mean, come on, you ought to be able to, you know, do much better than what they're doing.
Right, right.
The promotions, none. There are absolutely none. Whoever's in charge of that is failing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's Mrs. Gross or whoever it is. Regardless of that, not so, doing well.
So, Rutgers Al, have you made it up to the Cary Dome before when it's been rocking, or have you ever made a trip there? Or
I've made a couple of trips to the Syracuse Cary Dome when it was rocking.
Right.
Both when, you know, things were still rocking. But I've seen when the Cary Dome when it's rocking, and I certainly think the Cary Dome will once again be rocking, hopefully, you know, sooner than later.
Yeah, I think our best game we had competitively with you guys was probably 2000 recently. It was the 2004 season, where actually it was a game that had some meaning for once. Usually yeah. It's one-sided.
Broke my heart because the running back, I think it was Walter Reyes.
Right.
Took a handoff right up the middle, and as far as I can remember, I think it was a textbook trap. Where he took the ball, ran, I think, right between the guard and the center camp.
I think I was at that game. It was one of the
right
first
right
game back.
In front of our defense and took it to the house. And that was the last time I can remember that Syracuse broke my heart. So hopefully you all don't break my heart anytime soon.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap things up here. Cal, you have any last words to say?
No, but thank you, King Al. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to one of the guys. And Al, it was great talking to you. And good luck with the team.
All right, Al, you have any last words for us?
I wish you the same, King Otto. It's been a real pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity. And hopefully we can do this sometime again.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Okay, and we're back here. I'd like to thank again Cali Cuse and Rutgers Al for the wonderful interview. So what'd you think about it, Cuse, man?
What a score, huh, for your first big interview.
Yeah, there are some technical problems there.
First, yeah, you apparently did not go to Newhouse. That's the first thing I noticed. Your line of questioning was...
Subpar.
We'll keep it at that.
Okay.
We'll keep it a family show.
Okay.
Not great. But, you know... Hey, it's your first show. You know, you're doing it in your mom's basement, so it's fine. That's fine. You did a decent job. The only other comment I have is Rutgers Al. He likes to talk, huh?
Yeah, he's a Rutgers fan going forever. He's
just like his message
long-winded
persona.
Posts. Yes,
unreal. But yes. I think I was kind of. As a Syracuse fan, I was kind of proud of Cali. I think he more than held up his own.
You think he took it to him?
I think he took it to him.
You think he's a winner?
Was this supposed to be some sort of debate?
It was just a discussion of, you know,
okay,
football.
Well, I wouldn't pick a winner. I think they both have completely different styles. But I got to say, Cali is a surprised me there. He's very well-spoken. And obviously, if anybody reads the message boards, not a Pulitzer Prize winner. But I thought he did a great job and made some good points, and I was kind of impressed.
Yes,
color me shocked, to be honest with you. And good sport, Rutgers Al. Though some of the things he was talking about, I was shaking my head as I was listening to your interview. Specifically, how the Big East is a mini SEC. I mean, really, really, Al. Come on.
Well, that's what makes them Rutgers Al.
That is what makes them Rutgers Al, and they. Just so everybody knows, they may go 12-0 this year, and if they have
well, 10-12 wins
okay.
is what they're looking for.
All right, I got
yes,
you.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Actually, with with their schedule,
it's quite possible.
It's well, I mean, not 12, 10, nah, not even 10. They lost
10.
A lot. I mean, they do have a good offensive line, but
and they have a good defense.
Yeah, this is dangerously close to becoming a Rutgers show. You asked,
no,
you
no,
realize
no,
you
no.
asked Rutgers.
Well,
out.
I know I
you asked
a
Rutgers
lot
out a lot of questions.
I asked Cali the same amount of questions. Just that Cali was short and to the point.
He was very to the point. He was very well spoken, and
yes,
you know that's why you got to get Cali back 1-on-1. I know you're pitting these two. Titans
yes.
Against each other.
We have a We have a lot of plans for the show. Normally, you know, the show would be we go through and look back on a week of Syracuse sports, and then you know maybe have
what
a
do you think?
Theme
you,
every week, and then you know
have,
maybe an interview.
So, am I a permanent guest on your show, or am I just kind of on the?
You're the co-host.
Oh, I am a co-host. Okay.
You get the co-host
title. I wasn't.
My name goes first in marquee, though.
I mean, oh, you're on the. You know, okay,
yes.
with.
I'm on
with Cuse Man.
Yes.
With Cuse Man.
Okay. That sounds better.
Yeah, you
well,
opened yourself up.
You know, there's a lot more to talk about here about the past week. You know, we got Syracuse lacrosse. We got Syracuse basketball, you know, the recruits coming in, and Harris and Flynn draft. And we want to talk a little about Marone and his spring tour. But I think we're going to cut this Q's cast short here and end it here.
Say it ain't so.
And, you know, well, it's a little long. I don't know if people are still even listening right now.
Probably not. But, okay, but what do you think? Maybe do
we come back
do
like,
a few minutes tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do a few minutes on those little points, get those out of the way. And then from there,
explain our trip to Foxborough for
the we got stories.
Glorious Monday afternoon.
We got stories.
Foxborough, yeah.
Sunburns great. Are always good after a win.
Oh God, made it all worth it. Those last 3 or 4 minutes, forget it. One of the best sporting events I've been to. Honestly, it was a great time. But all right, what do you say to get out of here?
I think that'll do it, and we'll see you guys soon. Welcome to the Q's Cast.
Later.